This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we've got about another hour left in the show. And we'll be here to do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that number here, 855-660-4261. And I'll start the hour off again. I'm pretty excited. As a UMass alumni, the UMass Minutemen won the National Hockey Championship last night. So pretty pumped, pretty excited. Got to watch that last night, watch the game on Thursday night going into overtime. So I just have to gloat a little bit about it because it was awesome. And it's their first ever national title, so I'm pretty pumped. I'm not going to lie. Anyways, we're here for a gardening show, not a sports show. That could be another time, another day. So I know I do have some calls on the line, so I want to get into that right away. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Sorry, that is Gail in Fisher's Island.
Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hello, Patrick. I'm starting a new vegetable garden.
Yep.
And I've been researching how to build raised beds, and I'm thinking about maybe putting in a couple 4x8 foot beds to start. And I'd like your thoughts on using the new pressure treated for vegetable gardens, or what other material can I use to keep cost reasonable? Can I use timbers that have washed up on the shore, or it's going to be kind of costly here on the island to do a garden, but so I'm trying to make the most of what I have here. So
okay. So the for a raised garden bed, the ideal, right? We'll call it ideal. Timber to use would be to use like a cedar landscape timber, if possible, right? Cedar,
yeah,
is one of
the costly though.
Yeah, no, I understand. So that I'm just, yeah. That's why I said ideal, right? That's the ideal there. But you can use a number of different things. Pressure treated isn't so bad, as long as you kind of keep the plants, not a decent amount away, but 6 inches, 8 inches away from the timber. The pressure treated, some of the newer pressure treated wood out there isn't terrible. It's a different pressure treated than if you were to use like a railroad tie from, that was the old, raised garden bed was railroad ties. Some of the more pressure treated isn't as bad nowadays. If you could find cedar or even redwood, those are good. I've even heard hemlock as wood to be used. But if you're finding some washed up timbers coming in onto the island, it's been, what I would suggest doing is getting them, bringing them home, kind of washing them with, water, regular water, not salt water, kind of letting them dry out a little bit, excuse me, to get some of that salt that might be stuck into it, build it with that. The salt's not going to be terrible. It's not going to, you know, be the worst thing in the world. Like, we talk about using seaweed, and you don't need to wash the seaweed necessarily in order to mix it into the garden. So the one thing I just get afraid of, it would be if it's just really, really saturated with the seawater, and then I would just try to dry it out a little bit. And again, by maybe using, you know, maybe just using the sun as your, as the, to dry everything, because the sun's going to be able to almost like cook it, if you will, get it, you know, dry it out, expose some of that water that's in it and let it go. And I think you'll be fine. I honestly think you'll be okay.
Okay. What about you removing the grass on the bottom, the sod? Do I remove that, or can I put cardboard on top of it? And
so what you could do is you could get some, like, that landscape fabric and put it underneath it. So that way moisture can go through, those types of things. You could always, you know, some people even use, like, newspaper to put over it.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, newspaper would be fine. All you're really doing is trying to, you know, kill what's underneath it. Not kill, but just not have it come through the rest of the plant. Mm-hmm. And that's really what you're looking for. So I'd use pretty much anything on there that's biodegradable.
Okay, that sounds good. And when I space usually I space tomatoes when I planted them in the ground 3 feet apart. Can I put them closer in raised beds?
Well, so they're kind of like goldfish, right? They're going to only grow as big as the area that they're going to have.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you put them closer, you might have some that are growing into each other, which could cause more shade in the centers, which then could cause, if there's too many leaves, water sitting there, causing sunspots, causing blight, etc. So I would try to space it the best you can. I know in a raised garden bed, it's only so much you can do.
Yeah, that's right.
But it might not be a bad idea to look into doing some, like, container tomatoes this year, you know, patio-type tomatoes, and spread them out that way.
All right, I'll just use less. The key is not to plant too many.
Exactly, and you put too many together, that's when you're opening up everything for pathogens, for blight.
Yeah.
And you don't want that, obviously. You want to be successful. So that's kind of my thoughts on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I ordered that ProTrust product, by the way, and it did ship quickly.
Awesome.
I applied it last week, so I'm looking forward to the results because the lawn here is really rough shape. So looking forward to good results.
Awesome. It's definitely going to be worth it, especially if you want to be able to spend more time doing some other things instead of just trying to fix the garden or the lawn. This is definitely the product for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that sounds good. Okay,
awesome.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for the call, Gail. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some more calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
James is in Falmouth.
James, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I had a question. I have some chickens, and I was wondering how long it would take for their droppings to be used as fertilizer.
Okay, so it could take some time. You want them to kind of dry out a bit. The best way to do that, obviously, is the sun. Maybe getting them in like a black plastic bag so that the sun can heat that black plastic up to dry it out a bit. I'd like to see, you know, I'd almost like to see what you use now, if you picked now the chicken manure, use that maybe in the fall. And let it have some time to really compost and get that way. What you could look at doing, right, is keep it in a bag for, let's call it, 3 weeks to a month. From there, what I'd want to see you do is maybe get it in like a compost pile or in a pile to the side of the house where you can kind of then let the sun cook it even more and kind of mix it that way. They do have some good nutrients coming out of them, so why not use it? So I would wait a little bit of time to do it. Basically, you know, 3 to 4 weeks in that bag to kind of cook it that way, then get it out exposed. It can take up to 6 months on some of these for it to happen. But I think by putting it in that bag, what it's doing is helping speed up that a little bit. You know, what you might think about doing as well is if it take a look at it in the fall, you'll be able to tell if it's breaking down, if it's starting to compost. If it still looks like, you know, their manure, you know, maybe wait until next spring to use it, because it can take anywhere from 6 to 9 months for it to really create that and do that. And then use it in the spring. But that's, okay. It's a great fertilizer for a garden, so you'd be, it's awesome for you to use.
Okay, thanks.
All right, James, have a great rest of your day and enjoy the week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Ferrance Garden Club. Phone number is 855-660-4261. I know we have some calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy is in Linfield, Mass.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a few questions regarding Holytone and superphosphate.
Sure.
I did Holytone some of my hydrangeas a couple of weeks back, and I was wondering, can I, would superphosphate help with the blooms, or should that be too much?
When did you put the Holytone down?
I'd say about 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay. And, I don't see it being a problem because of the fact that Holytone is like a 4-3-4 or a 3-4-3. So if you were to use a superphosphate on your hydrangeas, I wouldn't see a problem doing that. It's going to just help with root development and pushing more growth that way. So I think you're going to be okay if you do that.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't help with blooms. I thought it was blooms.
No, it does help with blooms, but what it also will do is help with the root development, which will then push the more blossoms on there. So that's the goal of it and what you're trying to do. So it'll definitely be beneficial.
Okay, so it won't hurt them. I won't over-fertilize.
Just follow the directions to a T. Don't overdo it. And that's the thing with fertilizers. If you overdo it, which I know that's what you're concerned of, if you overdo it, that's where the damage happens. But I don't think it's going to be damage to this because the numbers themselves aren't terrible for what you're trying to do. So I think you're going to be okay.
Sure. So another question. Yesterday I pruned hard both a beautiful clematis that's got to be between 10 and 15 years old.
Okay.
It scared me, but it needed it. There was a lot of old wood, and I did the same thing to a mountain hydrangea that was about 15 years old. Both of them really needed a lot of old wood, dead wood. Superphosphate update on those be okay right now.
Have you done anything else with those guys?
I did do Hollytone on the mountain hydrangea. I don't think I've done anything on the clematis yet.
Okay. So the clematis, you wouldn't really need to go with, like, the super phosphate on it. I would look more for the hydrangea itself. The super phosphate will help that hydrangea just grow some to be thicker for this year.
Yeah.
Whereas the clematis, or the clematis, putting that might just, it's when it, especially if you've cut back a bunch of it, it's a little bit weaker. It's not as like a woody structure as a hydrangea is. So I'd like to see you do more of like a plant tone or a garden tone. And then, or you could use like a 10-10-10. Or if you're really trying to give it something beneficial, maybe like a 5-10-5. So that way you're giving it some nitrogen, some potassium, and then pushing the phosphorus level there. And then what I'd also suggest doing is during the season, if you're starting to see the clematis, the flower, even with the hydrangeas as well, use like a bloom booster or a blossom booster, something that is like a liquid form that you'll be able to, the plant will be able to absorb quicker than a granular. So it's like a combination of that superphosphate and that for the hydrangeas. Just like a 5-10-5 or a 10-10-10 for the clematis, and then use the bloom booster on all of them later on in the season.
Okay. Excellent. And if I have time for another.
Yeah, quick, sure.
So with that superphosphate, would it do anything if I added them to my lilacs and my tulips right now? Or just
so the lilacs.
Around?
So the lilacs, I think it would help because it's doing the same thing as you would be with the hydrangeas.
Yep.
The tulips, not so much. They're going to be blooming if they're not already from some of the weather we've had.
Yeah.
Or pushing up. It's not going to put that. If you're pushing more blossoms for the tulip, maybe use that bloom booster then because the superphosphate will take some time to absorb, whereas the liquid won't. It'll be almost instantaneously.
Thank you so much for your help.
No problem. And you have a great rest of your day, Nancy.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pope Francis made a call for peace in Ukraine as part of his annual Easter blessing. Following the celebration of the first Easter Mass in St. Peter's Square since 2019, the Pope urged for peace in Ukraine, saying we should not get used to a state of war.
May there be an end to the flexing of muscle while people are suffering. Please, let us not get used to war. Let us all commit ourselves to imploring peace from our balconies and in our streets, peace. May the leaders of nations hear the people's plea for peace.
And the European Union announced Sunday that it has pledged more humanitarian aid to help those fleeing the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The funding package includes more than $48 million for projects in Ukraine and another $5 million to go to neighboring Moldova. This is USA Radio News. Finland and Sweden announced this week that each would decide whether to join NATO in the next few weeks, prompting a series of threats from Russia. Leaders in both countries have cited the Russian invasion of Ukraine as the catalyst for their reconsideration of their position with the Security Alliance. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo believes the countries will end up as NATO members. He tells Fox News that the current situation in Europe has clearly changed their perspective.
I think they can see that being in the mushy middle, being in some place as Ukraine was, where it wasn't clear if the guarantees that had been made as part of the commitments in 94, the Budapest Memorandum, if they'd be real or not, I think those two countries can see that they are better to be with this powerful entity.
And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is investigating reports of several illnesses possibly linked to Lucky Charms. The agency says has received more than 100 complaints from consumers complaining of diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting after eating the cereal. The cereal's manufacturers, General Mills, says they haven't found any link between the illnesses and Lucky Charms in their own investigation. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And welcome back to the Paul Perry Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got about a half hour left in the show, and we got some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Tom is in Martha's Vineyard.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, thank you. I have a question here. Instead of digging out, in making a bed, flower or a vegetable garden, instead of digging down the subsoil and getting rid of the soil that doesn't have nutrients and filling it in with good soil. What the advantage is of having a raised bed garden instead of just putting it ground level.
Well, so, the major benefit of having a raised garden is being able to add that organic matter, filling it up with a nice rich soil, getting those types of things. That's the major advantage. Sometimes with that, another advantage is having it up a little bit higher, easier to reach. You don't bend down as much. So that's the other. Going from the ground, if the ground doesn't have a lot of nutrients in it or if it's very compact underneath, that's why it becomes a little more beneficial. You might have to do a little bit more work to the ground itself versus a raised garden. That's some of the ideas. The other thing is if you have a raised garden, sometimes any of the roots are up a little higher, so you can actually put a nice fence around the edges a little bit deeper into the ground to allow critters from trying to dig from get underneath. So that's a benefit. But as far as the major benefits, I think it's the allowing you to add the soil that you want, get that organic material, get all those other things into the soil. It would be great.
I see. And I guess you don't have to bend down as far because it's a little, depending on how high the bed is.
Yep.
maybe would there be less of a chance of weed seeds getting in? Maybe.
Maybe, but the thing is, a lot of weed seeds are airborne.
Yeah.
They're gonna kind of fly, no matter what. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's. I wouldn't say that's a great advantage to it, but it's a possibility.
Yeah, I see. So it's mainly critters and less chance of that. And I guess there's a good solid foundation, I guess, to put a netting over it or something.
Yeah, or like fencing underneath it so they can't come through. But I think the biggest thing is the soil. Being able to add things as you go and have a nice fresh soil, you know, keep your pH level up a little bit higher because most of New England's is acidic. But I think it's going to be helpful. You know, in Martha's Vineyard, I don't know what the water table is close to where you live. Maybe that helps keep the water table lower. That's another benefit to it.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of what I would look at.
Yeah, okay, I see. Very good, thank you.
All right, Tom, you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, yes, you too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
All right. All right, we got some more calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Gene is in Massachusetts.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
All right. I'm having a problem with my lawn, which is very small. It's probably 1,000 square feet. And I've already fertilized it with Love My Soil and overseeding step one for crabgrass as well.
Yep.
And I'm seeing little mounds. It looks like it might be like a worm or something is digging up the soil.
Okay, so are they kind of like holes in the lawn?
There are some holes in the lawn, yes, but I think that's for squirrels, and I have a lot of oak trees, and they dig up the lawn a lot with and bury the acorns. But I am seeing some holes, but more so I'm seeing in some of those, and they're very small bare spots. These little, like, it almost looks like a worm is digging into the soil and making grubs.
Well, yeah, so earthworms would be beneficial for the lawn, obviously, if they were in there. They're going to help with the organic matter. But if there's grubs in there, you might have, like, raccoons or skunks or something digging up the lawn trying to get them. This time of year, they start to pop up all over, and then they will start their life cycle getting into the next stages. So there's a product that you can use to get rid of those insects that are in there that are non-beneficial would be the 24-hour control from BioAdvanced. It's a black bag. The product in it's called Dilox. That product will kill those insects in 24 hours, and then once the 24 hours is up, the chemical has released everything and is out through the system, and that could kill the grubs, but you're getting rid of them for the future. Now, if you have grubs throughout the season that you've noticed, using a season-long grub control is not the one you want to use right now. You want to use more of that Dilox and use that season-long control maybe the end of May, because it only lasts 3 months. The season for the grub control is 3 months, and you want it in the ground in June, July, and August. So,
how do you spell Dilox?
It's D-Y-L-O-X.
And is that granular?
It is a granular. It's got like a cocoa smell to it. It's got a very distinct smell. You'll know exactly what I mean when you see it.
Do they water it in or just put it on?
Well, it's going to, you know, most of
Oh, I can't hear you. Alexa, resume.
Sorry, y'all. He's dropped for a second. I'll work on getting him back. Hold on.
Those were those are some of the things that I would do to help get rid of the grubs if they're there. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Okay, I was wondering because I wasn't there. I couldn't hear anybody. So, Gene, you're with me still. I apologize. Okay, so the Dilux product that we want to use, it can go into the lawn later today into tonight because it's going to rain the next few days, and that will be helpful in order to get it mixed in there. If you were to put it down this morning, the sun's out, maybe water it in a bit. But if you can do it later today before it rains, it would be perfect for that to happen. So definitely get it down because it's going to get rid of the grubs. It's going to get rid of those other non-beneficial insects, and it'll stop the skunks and the raccoons from digging in the lawn. Do we have some more calls on the line, Nathan?
Yes, sir. Neil is in Massachusetts.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
So I have a row of forsythias, and I want to make them into a hedge, and they just grow wild. You know, the wild stems grow up in the air, and I don't know when or how to cut them to sort of get them into a nice hedge.
So wait until they're done blooming. So they're starting to bloom now in most areas.
Pretty yellow, yeah.
Wait till they're completely done blooming. There's no yellow, flowers on them.
Okay.
And then from there, you can do it at that time. It's one that it'll bloom in the spring. So if you were to prune it, you're going to lose the flowers. I mean, you could do it today if you wanted to, and you're not concerned about the flowers. That would be fine. But usually the general rule of thumb with anything that flowers that you want to prune, you wait until it's done flowering.
So sometime in June or something?
Well, it's, I'd say in the next few weeks. We could be at the beginning of May with it. It's not, they're starting to bloom now. It'll last a couple weeks, and then from there, once they're done, you can do it without a problem.
Oh, great. Okay, thanks.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Neil. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some open phone lines here, and I know that we're almost wrapping up the show. We got about 15 minutes left. It's going to be rainy the next few days, so if you're looking to put crabgrass control down or fertilizers down, definitely get out there and do it today so you can use that rain to your advantage and you're not trying to, water it yourself, do all those extras when we're getting that rain for free, right? We're not having to do all that extra labor. So if you're going to put the crabgrass control down or a crabgrass with starter fertilizer and put seed down, try to get it done today so that the rain can wash it in and help you be more successful in the garden this season. It's definitely going to be worth it. One thing we used to say at the garden center I used to work at, the best day to put sod down would always be on a rainy day because you're guaranteeing that it's getting watered in and that it's, it's going to be successful. So that's a little bit extreme, but at the same time, it is perfect. When it's raining, to put in a lawn or put down those fertilizers so you don't have to water about burning or it, rain, the rain will be helpful for you. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Alice is in Barnstable, Mass.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I have recently some fill put in my backyard to form a new garden, and it was done on the fall, and now it's very hard to dig it. It's very solid. And I was wondering, can you tell me what I could get to put on that that would I could mix up with this soil so that I can plant some flowers and shrubs and things?
Yeah, so I'd like to see you use the product either Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green or use Sulfur from Natural Alternative. Down on the in Barnstable, you could go. I know the Mahoneys in Osterville and the Mahoneys in Falmouth have it, the Love Your Soil. That would be perfect to mix it in to that to help break up some of that clay or the hard packed. What really happened this season with all the drought and everything, it caused everything to just get harder like that. So it's not fun, but it is something that you can use and it will help you.
Well, okay. How does this come? Does it come in bags so I can buy it?
It does.
Okay.
So a 5,000 and 15,000. Yep, a 5,000 and a 15,000 square foot bag. So it's nice and easy for you. It will do a lot. Alrighty.
Okay. Anything else that I can use?
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from bio-advanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were speaking with Alice. And right at the end there, we got cut off. She was looking to see if there was anything else she should do in the garden. And I don't believe so. Everything you're doing, it seems to make sense to me. I think you'll be okay.
Well, can I add
sure.
manure? And can I use like a Costa Maine? I want to plant some rose bushes.
And, oh, yeah.
And
definitely.
Will this soften up the, will the love your, whatever it is?
Love your soil.
Love your soil. Will that soften up the, so that it's not so hard to dig?
So it will take some time. You need to do it. You'll have to do a couple applications. You could do once now and then once again in 6 weeks. And you use 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. What I would also suggest doing is sometimes it's so hard because it was very dry from last year, and then the soil just tightened. So maybe throwing some water down at the same time, the rain. I don't know if you're going to get some rain down there the next few days like we are in the northern part of the state.
Yeah.
I think that would be beneficial for you. So definitely, I think the rain will help. This love your soil will as well. And I think you'll be, you'll notice a difference. It's going to take a little bit of time because nothing happens overnight in the garden, but it will be worth it in the end.
Well, can I put my rose bushes in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I would wait till the frost dates are kind of over, you know what I mean? So you're not affecting them that way. I know it's a little bit different down in the Cape where the temperatures will warm up a little bit earlier than on the northern part of the state. But I think I think I'd wait a few more weeks to really get to that next level, where it's a little bit warmer, more consistently. Yeah, work the soil, clean up the soil with that. You had mentioned like a Costa Maine compost. Yeah, use a lobster compost. That would be great.
That's great.
Use that on all your roses. Use it on anything. It's really awesome. One of the things they say lobster compost is good for is if you have like a tomato or vegetable garden, because it has what they call chitin, which is helps with calcium in the soil for tomatoes. So use it for that as well.
Okay. Oh, that's great. That's great.
Okay.
Well, Patrick, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. I'll let you know what happens.
Okay. Sounds good.
Have a good week. Thank you.
You too. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
All right. Here, we got about 2 minutes left. I know we have another call. Maybe we can try to make it a quick question. Nathan, who's up next?
James is in Westport.
James, how can I help you today?
Hey, how you doing, Paul? Hey, listen, the grub issue that person had before, I had them bad in my yard. I got a 2-acre yard. I had them bad about 2 years ago. And here's what happened. I had my bird feeders out, and I had regular bird feed in there. And the birds feeding was everything, including a boatload of blackbirds.
Yep.
So it turns out that the blackbirds love Japanese beetles, and they love the grubs that the beetles lay eggs and make.
Yep.
I had grubs. I, peeled up a bunch of pad of grass, and I saw the little white curlicues there. So yep. I found out, I replaced the bird seed with safflower seed, which blackbirds don't like. They do not like that. And then I noticed I got blackbirds all over my lawn, and they're sticking their beaks in the lawn, and they're eating the Japanese beetles. And the few beetles that survive and lay the eggs for the grub, they actually dig down there and eat them, too.
Yeah, it's definitely...
If you don't feed the blackbirds on your bird feeders, you feed, put in safflower seed, they won't eat that. Then they just go out on the lawn and they'll do the job for you. Haven't seen a grub since.
Perfect. That's some great advice. I do appreciate that, James.
Okay.
All right. Have a great one.
Yeah, take it easy.
Bye-bye. That's a great idea there. The blackbirds will love the Japanese beetles and the grubs. So feed them, get them to the yard, help get rid of them instead of, it's a nice natural way of doing it, organic way of doing it, if you will. So pretty cool stuff. Anyways, that's going to wrap us up for the show today. I will say it one more time. Congratulations to the UMass Minutemen hockey team, national champions. I'm pretty pumped about it. All right, guys, get out there. Be good to each other. Plant something. Wear that mask, and I'll talk with you next week. Enjoy the week. We'll see you soon.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.